The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And we'd like to welcome you to another episode of Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio. Catch us out on the web at linewsradio.com. I'm your host, Bob Vecchio. And listen, thanks for tuning in each and every week to hear about the amazing things that are going on in our school districts across Long Island. And this week in our spotlight, well, we are always excited to welcome back the Freeport School District because, in particular, the technology department gets into some projects and experiments that are really, really cool and things like we don't hear elsewhere. And actually, this is a follow-up to a show that we did a couple of years ago where they started working on projects with NASA and experiments in space and cube technology, and we're going to follow up on all of that. And again, Freeport, I'll tell you, you guys, you come right out of the box and do some really cool stuff with your kids. And Dr. Murray, I want to welcome you to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. You're the Director of Math and Technology over in Freeport School District. So welcome, and I've been asking all my guests during the pandemic, I hope everything is well and everybody is well in your household and you've been doing well since the return to school as well. So welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the invitation. And I'm happy to be here to speak on some of what we're doing in the Freeport Public Schools. And I truly believe that we are in the beginning of a space renaissance. The commercial space area is exploding currently. And I'm happy to say that our students have access and opportunity to build, design, research, analyze, test, and launch small satellites into the low orbit, Earth low orbit. So, speaking with Dr. Pereira, you know, the excitement and the challenge of giving our students the opportunity to do real things in space exploration, you know, this is unmatched. And this is a motivational experience that cannot be achieved by classroom teaching and represents education at its best. And this was a direct quote from Dr. Pereira. So, again, yeah, we're happy to have this access and opportunity. And
yeah, Dr. Pereira has definitely set Freeport up with some very interesting, unique, one-of-a-kind opportunities for the students in the school district. And Mr. Johnson, who is the technology chair, I mean, I recall the kids speaking and having a in-person one-on-one with a Nobel Prize winner. And also speaking with an astronaut with very old school technology, old ham radio, as the astronaut was passing over at a certain point, and the kids had a brief window of opportunity to ask some relevant questions. But I thought we did a show about this a couple of years ago, and of course, Dr. Pereira made a promise that he would come back up and follow up. So, Mr. Johnson, tell us a little bit about this CUBE Satellite Project Challenge and what it entails, and then we're going to get to some of the students to talk about their involvement.
Okay, so the CubeSat is essentially a cube satellite or CubeSat, and it's a standardized small satellite that was invented with students in mind. It's a hands-on educational tool, and it can house a variety of sensors, cameras, and other instruments that we can use to conduct a wide range of experiments or missions in orbit. So in the process of building a CubeSat, the students learn creative, collaborative, and also technical skills. And what we've done here at Freeport is we've really been able to integrate this project into our CTE curriculum, which has been a very good experience for the students.
And how do you go about picking the students for these various projects?
Well, what we did in the technology department was we presented the challenge as a just as a project-based learning structure in the classroom. And some of the kids really kind of stepped up to the plate and picked up the ball and ran with it, and others kind of worked in the group. But there has been a few students that have been very involved with the project, and we have a few of them here with us today. And what we've done is we've been working on the structure component of the project. So in, for example, in the industrial drafting classes, the computer-aided design classes, the students are using traditional drafting equipment, and they're also using engineering software to create the design of the structure itself. And then what we've done with those designs is we have actually created working prototypes using a 3D printer in the classroom.
So it's very high tech and it's very real world application, because again, how many students could say that they're working on something in conjunction with NASA that's actually going to be utilized in space and conducting some experiments? And speaking of those experiments, we're going to now talk with a Freeport High School junior, Gilbert Rosario. Gilbert, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. The first question I have for you is, what piqued your interest? What sparked that interest when you said, you know what, I want to dive into this project? You might have heard about it. I know the technology department has a reputation around the school as being pretty cool and people want to jump in. What piqued your interest for getting involved with this?
Well, I saw an opportunity to put Freeport High School on the map. Like, you don't see how many schools incorporated in programs with NASA, especially sending satellites up into space. And I want to be there to be one of the first schools to ever successfully launch a CubeSat satellite and have it revolve the Earth, obtain data. And that just really interested me. I wanted to be the first one. I want to be a pioneer, as you could say, to Freeport High School and motivate other students to do something like this and keep the program going for as long as possible.
Yeah, it is an amazing opportunity for sure. Talk to me about some of the experiments that this Cube satellite will take on. What are some of the things you guys are going to be testing out there?
Well, this started about 3 years ago when one of our teachers created something called the GLOW program, where we try to collect data on why the city is hotter than the rural areas. It's about 10 degrees Celsius hotter, and we're obtaining data on cement versus grassy areas with a infrared thermometer to see which surfaces are hotter and why that's hotter. We use graphs that are incorporated with formulas from physics and all stuff like chemistry like that, and we just try to determine why these things happen and why it's like this. We're trying to find out why. That's pretty much it.
What are some of the answers to that why question? What have you found out as to why it's hotter in urban areas compared to suburban areas? What are some of the conclusions you guys have come up with?
Well, using one of the formulas and Planck's theory, we found out that infrared, that every body, like the ground and grassy areas, they emit radiation. And using the infrared thermometer, we could determine which area is hotter. And it's just that the cement, like the specific heat is more, and it obtains more heat. And using the graphs, we determined that the high point is larger. And yeah, using graphs and formulas, we determined that.
So the cement actually retains the heat, which makes it hotter, as opposed to the grass kind of like acting as a buffer, if you will, and cooling things off.
Yeah,
because I'm certainly not as smart as you guys, but that's what I gathered from what you told me. Is that about right?
Yeah, pretty much sum it up. The city is around 10 degrees Celsius hotter than the rural areas due to that effect. The cement will obtain more heat.
Okay. And is this something similar that you're going to be testing in space, or you got a different experiment for your Cube satellite in mind?
No, that will be the experiment. We'll be able to obtain more accurate data, because now we'll be testing in many different areas, not just here in Freeport. We'll be able to go to different places.
So you're going to be tracking the temperature from space of city areas compared to non-city areas from the Cube satellite that you're all designing and programming there over in Freeport. Am I understanding that right? That's pretty cool. Much. What, and listen, you're a junior, right? So this satellite is expected. When is the expected launch if everything completes on time? When do you guys think it's going up in space?
I'm not completely sure about that, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be passed by my time. I'm pretty sure I'm going to graduate already, but I want to set the foundation for whoever.
So years from now, you're going to be tracking your data, right? You're going to be paying attention to what's happening, and you're going to be, hey, I helped not only put Freeport on the map, but put that thing up into space. Is that right?
Yep, of course.
Wow. And if you are talking to a younger student in Freeport, why get involved with some of the technology projects that are going there?
Well, it's something that many colleges will be looking forward to. Like, many people do sports and music, but also colleges look for other extracurricular activities, and technology would be one of those places to go into. And it's also, it's pretty fun for those that want to stay inside and do hands-on activities like this.
All right. Well, Gilbert, thanks for joining us. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking with a middle school student about some of the opportunities that they're exposed to, because this program goes beyond the high school students and plants the seeds over into Freeport students very, very young. We're listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Check out our Facebook page, Spotlight on Long Island Schools. That's your place to go suggest a program, club, or activity that your kids are involved in, and they may be right here in our spotlight, just like Freeport. We'll be right back. And we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, out on the web at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio continuing our conversation with the Freeport School District. And listen, some of the things that they're doing are literally out of this world. They're working on projects that are going to be launched into space, cube satellites measuring temperatures of cities compared to suburban areas from up in space, among many other things. And Dr. Murray, you are, once again, just to remind folks, Director of Math and Technology for the Freeport School District. You know, these type of ideas and these type of projects, and you guys have had so many unique ones in the past, doesn't happen without a strong community type partnership with some outside agencies and folks who put it all together and really bring it alive for your students. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to put your hands on it and live it and see how it will work in the real world. So talk to us about some of those partnerships that Freeport has developed over the years to make your technology department and the sciences really just come alive in your school district.
Yes, absolutely. Projects and initiatives like this, most certainly, it is a collective effort. And I have a catchphrase, collective intelligence, you know, where we need the expertise of many different individuals in terms of working on these projects. So one individual that I'd like to point out, Dr. David Bearsack, he's from BNL, Brookhaven's National Lab. And he's been a tremendous help to Dr. Pereira in terms of the computer code. And, you know, his help has just been totally invaluable. He also helped with the electronic components of the CubeSat because he has some knowledge with some of the software that's behind the CubeSat design and so forth. So definitely Dr. David Bearsack in terms of his support with the project. We've had the opportunities to have some mentors as well along the way. Mr. Ted Tagami is one. He is basically, he works for, or he's involved with NASA, and he helped in terms of a mentor giving advice in terms of what can be done. He basically leads us into something that I'm connected with. It's called Clubhouse. Right. And it's really like an audio type app. And they have different rooms in where you can, if there's a specific area of interest, you can go into these rooms and get advice and insight in terms of what we can do to help along with these projects. Professor Twiggs, who was really the originator of the CubeSat, the small satellites, he has given us a presentation or two in terms of the challenges, the design, what we can expect. You know, oftentimes we have to run these tests that doesn't always go in our favor. So we have to redesign, readjust in terms of what we need to do. So, you know, it's a collective effort. It's collective intelligence. I think our students are learning along the way. We are most certainly learning, Dr. Pereira and myself, you know, the coding language, you know, things that's not currently on our radar, you know, is coming to light as we go through the hands-on with these projects. So collective effort.
Yeah, we often hear from people, you know, oh, math and science, when am I ever going to use this? Where does it apply into the real world? And this is a real example of how it really applies at a very high end level and very high rigor. And you really got to be on top of your game. So kudos to you guys for putting that together. And, you know, we are so rich here on Long Island with, you know, Brookhaven National Lab, Cold Spring Harbor, the collective intelligence centers just beyond into New York City. It's great that you guys are tapping into those resources that are literally right here in our backyard. Speaking of some of those opportunities, and again, this program is sold pretty much district wide. So we're going to talk with a Dodd Middle School student, Ethan Patterson, and he's going to tell us about some of the experiences he's had with this program. Ethan, welcome to Spotlight on Long Island Schools. And first off, what grade are you in, Ethan? And how did you hear about this opportunity to get involved with these guys that are just working on stuff going into space? No big deal, right? How'd you hear about it?
Hello, my name's Ethan. As you said, I've heard this. I got an email from like my science teacher basically saying, hey, are you interested in this? I'm like, yeah, sure. And then we really worked on like a tons of things when it was basically like a full force when it comes to doing this project. We've been working a lot on just basically a lot of things in the STEM field, and it's been a good opportunity, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, and it's not like doing homework. You're actually doing real work that you're enjoying. So you really grind it out, right?
Yeah, it's just tons of passion just all over from like the students and teachers alike. And then it's a good opportunity that I'm just glad to be a part of.
Now, Ethan, if I read my notes correctly here, you've attended some webinars and have had some conversations with some pretty high profile folks and pretty high profile. You know, tell us a little bit about the opportunities you've been afforded so far.
Yeah, the webinars, like during, like we'll be able to do a bunch of webinars with for the school. And as Dr. Murray has previously said, we've spoken to Professor Robert Twiggs, who gave us a lot of information on the space industry, and Teg Tagami, who gave us not only advice for the STEM field, but like business activities together in general. It really gives us a lot of information and context for what we're really putting ourselves through. And it's been a very educational experience and helped us out a lot.
So you've had conversations with folks from Stanford University, MIT, you know, these are just tiny little schools that are just involved in, you know, some of the highest of high tech and high end stuff. And you've also have had conversations with some of the chief executive officers of aerospace companies. Now, after speaking with these people and being exposed to this, has this like opened your eyes to areas that you never even thought were possible that you may want to pursue?
Yeah, it sure has. Like, honestly, it really gave me a lot of ideas and passions for what I want to do in the future. Like, not only just a lot of context and like the work that we're putting into it really opened my eyes, as so to say, and gave me a lot of ideas on what I want to do with myself. It's been a very very good experience.
What would you say has been your biggest surprise, right? Like, you go into something with, well, it's kind of going to be like this, but then something just happens that's really cool that you didn't anticipate. Did you have kind of like what I like to call an aha moment? Like, wow, that was aha. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Remember during the first webinar, like I didn't really understand exactly how much we're doing. Like, I didn't really understand, like, we're actually putting a satellite in space. How cool is that? So like when I was actually like understood, oh my gosh, we're actually doing this. It's not like a concept or anything. I really like, I was just amazed. I was like, I'm doing this. This is great.
How many middle school students could say that they've been involved with putting a satellite up into space?
Not many, I can just say that.
Not many outside of Freeport. I would say zero outside of Freeport School District. Gilbert, I want to go back to you. You're a high school junior. Now, have you always had kind of like a interest in the sciences and the math, or is it because of the program that really opened it up for you and said, this is pretty cool stuff that I want to be involved in? And tell me about your surprise or aha moment as well being involved.
Well, I've always been a science and math person all growing, like through my whole life, but this really like made me a bigger math and science person. Now I'm looking in deeper into science, like science positions, universities that are big in science. And this is really pushing me towards all that. And sorry, can you repeat the question you said after that?
So yeah, tell me about like your big surprise moment of something that you've been involved in. I know Dr. Murray said, you know, you test something out, didn't really work out, so you got to adjust, adapt. Tell me about your big surprise moment that you feel really proud about.
Well, my big surprise moment was probably with the webinars, because we met these big name, you could say, like these big business leaders in the aerospace. And it just really opened my eyes, like, wow, like this is really happening. I'm really talking to somebody that's been to space. I'm talking to someone that's been in the International Space Station. I'm talking to somebody that markets and talks to like NASA and stuff like that. And it just motivates me to be one of those people and like help students like me in the future.
That's awesome. Now, talking about the future, Gilbert, you're a high school junior. So talk to me about what you are thinking about after graduation from Freeport School District, like what schools you might want to pursue and what type of higher education studies you're looking to major in.
Well, I think everybody's goal, like my goal, is to make it to one of those big name schools, like an Ivy League. And I just want to go out there and just study something that I like for once, something that I will enjoy to go to study, actually go home and review. And I'd like to go into something like science and math, because this, like I said before, this program really made my interest even bigger in this.
Sure. It opens your eyes to what's possible in the world. Well, listen, there is so much ground to cover. We're going to have Freeport School District back next week because we are still talking about their projects that are literally going to go out of this world. And we want to talk with more students about their learning experiences with the unique programming that's happening and always happens at Freeport School District. So tune in again next week. And we're going to learn more about CUBE satellites, experiments in space, talking with folks from MIT, Stanford's CEOs from aerospace companies, just to name a few. We want to thank the folks in the Freeport School District, and you'll hear from more of them next week on Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.